I love Christmas displays. Like, I think they're awesome. I think they're beautiful. It's fun to go take the friends and family out in a car and go drive around, look for the really nice displays throughout neighborhoods. But maybe they're going too far. This story is absolutely insane. A family in Austin, Texas set up their Christmas decorations to look like the scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now, Liv the Web Girl, isn't that like your go-to movie? You love Christmas Vacation.
Yes, I love that, even like not in Christmas season.
Really?
It's funny.
It's so funny.
Now, you know the part I'm talking about, Liv, right? Where Clark climbing up there, trying to put on all the Christmas lights,
yes.
And then he has that ladder almost fall. Actually, it does.
Yep, he almost falls back. He accidentally staples his shirt to the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, this scene was recreated, and it ended up causing someone to call 911. I actually have the audio, but listen to this news report. It's thankfully, it was okay, but it's insane.
The Wheelis family just wanted to win a decorating contest. They spent a lot of time making this look straight out of National Lampoon's movie, and they did such a good job, someone actually called police.
Sometimes Christmas wishes do come true.
I hope he falls and breaks his neck.
But unlike Warner Bros. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, all this Northwest Austin homeowner wanted was to win the annual neighborhood contest. Instead, they gave a passerby a nearby heart attack.
He was doing everything he could to get the ladder and like save Clark.
All right. Can you reach it? Can you reach it?
Could you imagine driving by somewhere and you legit think somebody's hanging on for dear life?
So scary.
Like two stories up.
Wow.
And there's a ladder there, so you assume they probably climbed up. It's kind of crooked.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
It looks realistic.
Oh, it looks very realistic.
Help!
He even called 911. Here's an Austin police officer stopping by the house moments later.
I've seen it before. I've seen this other places before. But
yeah.
Okay. He didn't give up. He was going to save whatever he had to do. He was going to save old Clark Griswold.
Leah Wheelis's sister and brother-in-law live here. They felt awful when they saw the Nest Cam video and the poor guy's reaction.
It had only been up for a day, right?
Only had been up for one day. And so we actually put up a sign because we didn't want that to happen to anybody else. We felt so bad. That Clark G is part of our Christmas display. Please do not call 911.
Yeah, maybe should have done that in the beginning. Just to help people out, because it looks so real.
Now you really need to check. Now you really need to step your Christmas game.
Yeah, if you're not getting a 911 call, it's not that good.
Turns out it's just a dummy with a really realistic Clark Griswold mask and clothes from Goodwill that match the movie perfectly.
We'd love to be able to find him and reach out. We have a very special gift that we would like to give him, and we'd just like to tell him thank you.
And guess what? Right after we left tonight, they got the guy's number from the audio of his 911 call. Remember, that was all captured on the Nest Cam. And they got a hold of him. Take a listen.
And I was trying to get him down any way I could. And so when I started talking to him, he never said nothing. I said, oh, my God, I hope he's not dead. Let me call 911.
Turns out his name is Alfred. He is a retired vet. So, hey, no wonder he jumped in so quickly to save what he really thought was a man hanging on for dear life.
Wow, what a cool story. And of course, it's a veteran right there. Those are people that'll jump in, help anybody, and do anything. So I'm actually going to put this news story, so you can see how real it looks, up at joeandalexshow.com a little bit. So you can go check that out.
Coming up next, this megastar finally dumped her loser boyfriend. We should all be very excited. One of your favorite videos is also getting turned into a movie for Netflix.